News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.
Now, if you get too drunk or rowdy in the Algarve resort of Abu Ferry, you could be in receipt of penalties up to €4,000. Owen Corrie, editor at Air and Travel magazine, is on the line. Owen, this has kind of been threatened for a while, but they are now bringing it in this summer. What in particular are they looking to fine?
Good morning, Sean. Yes, it's going to come in July. The Albufeira Council are putting through the regulation at the moment. There's a little bit of a trend, a bit of a domino effect happening, Sean, right across Spain and Portugal. This is Portugal. Algarve is a huge destination for Irish people. About 550,000 Irish go to Portugal every year. 350,000 of them end up in the Algarve, and a good proportion, maybe 25% in the Albufeira region. So large numbers of tourists, not just from Ireland, but from all over Europe, flood into the area, and people have had enough. They've just are looking at boorish behaviour, particularly late at night, Saturdays, Friday nights. And the council comes under pressure to do something about it. What they've done is they've taken existing regulations and they've beefed them up a little bit and introduced a few new ones. The main things that they're looking for is drunkenness and absolutely obnoxious behaviour late at night. But interestingly enough, a lot of the regulations would affect, would apply to people wearing bikinis and swimwear in the street, going into bars on the street wearing swimwear. That's one of the things that's come riding in on this, Sean. That's the one that, you know, everybody knows that the really extreme behaviour that's been named is something that everyone objects to. Tourists are a little bit worried about this one.
Yeah, well, that one, I was wondering how far that goes, because obviously if you're going in wearing a skimpy bikini or a mankini or whatever you happen to wear on the beach yourself, that's one thing. But if you are if you're coming off of the beach and you're in your swim shorts and you have a sleeveless top or something on, are you going to be fined for that?
I doubt it, because things get lost in translation as well. You know, the regulation, it starts off with nudity, public sex, and then it goes on to the list of regulations, what you can and cannot wear. I don't think it's going to be a belly top. I think it's going to be something that everybody in the bar would immediately notice as something extremely offensive. The fines are large. I think you're talking about €1,800 at the top end for something, and starting at €500. When the difference is, the regulations are in, and some of them are in already in a lot of places, and the enforcement and the level of enforcement, it does sound like Albufeira could be going the direction of Saudi Arabia, but I doubt that's going to happen anytime soon, Sean.
Is it a case, I suppose, we've seen other cities like Barcelona who are just cracking down on tourists in general. Is this more of a, we don't want the bad tourists, we want your nice middle class tourists who are going to spend a lot of money instead?
They just want to have their town, in some sort of functioning order at 12 o'clock at night, that you can actually walk the street without the madness that shows up, a lot of it in social media, for holiday makers, not from Ireland, I will hasten to add, but from a neighbouring island that shall remain nameless, jumping up and down in cars, drinking with drinks in their hands, stuff like that is quite common. And
because Albufeira would have always, I would have always thought of it as a relatively family friendly resort.
Very much. There are parts of it are boisterous, but one of the reasons we love the Algarve is it's quiet. It's very, very friendly for family. And they have these amazing water parks and activities, and actually natural parks where you can go out and bike as if you were in the middle of a wild wilderness region, only about 10 kilometres from the noisy, boisterous resorts. As you say, it's a bit of a domino effect. What happened, we have a lot, but Spain and Portugal, the local authorities are structured more or less the same way. There's an awful lot more municipalities and towns able to introduce their own regulations, much more so than Ireland, where we have obviously our county councils, which are larger units. But what I see is a little bit of a domino effect. If the town next door introduces something about boisterous tourist behaviour, the mayor of the next town feels he has to do something. And the whole thing on nudity, public sex, that's been introduced by town after town across Spain and Portugal. Mm. There's a trend in Greece now for introducing fines for tourists collecting shells and things off the beach. You notice that country by country, market by market, people looking at the way tourists behave, and tourists can gloriously misbehave when they do so, and saying, what are we going to do about it? It sometimes means the regulation comes in and everybody feels a lot happier about it and nothing really changes.
Yeah, you'd wonder, is it just going to push some of this behaviour elsewhere rather than necessarily in Abafira? Owen Corry, editor at Air and Travel Magazine.
I don't think the behaviour is pre-planned, Sean. I don't think they decide we're going to go to Barcelona because it's banned in Barcelona. We're going to Tarragona tonight. I think the people
but if you're going on your leaving cert holiday and you're going to get fined in one place and not in another. Yeah, I don't know. I think the behaviour might be happening anywhere, unfortunately. Owen Corry, editor at Air and Travel Magazine, thanks for joining us. Let us know what you think. 087 1400 106 is the WhatsApp.
News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR
on News Talk.